Hey, my friend, welcome to the Tradie Success Podcast. This episode is brought to you by the Tradie Success Academy. We're on a mission to help trade and construction business owners unlock time and financial freedom within as little as 3 years. With the right processes and systems and support, we're able to help people level up with less mistakes and have the motivation and support and guidance around systemization and process, whether that comes to lead generation, conversions, on-site value delivery, maximizing efficiency and profitability, operations and administration, or personal performance, how to really maximize yourself as a business owner and unlock that growth in your own business. Now, whether you're a sole trader or you've been in business for years and years, we're here to support you no matter what size you are. So look in the show notes. We've got a link to an exclusive offer for the podcast where you get 30 days free of the Academy Mastermind program. On there, you'll get access to online, on-demand training videos, access to live training every single week, and access to an amazing trade community filled with all different types of trades supporting one another to unlock that growth potential. Click the link in the show notes and unlock your free trial now.
Hello and welcome to the Tradie Success Podcast. My name is Alice Boyd and I am joined today by Jamie McGloin, who is a marketing creative and strategist for a small little company that some people may have heard of, Sportsbet. Welcome, Jamie.
Hi, Alice. Great to be here. Yes, great to see you. I like that hat. It's a good hat.
Thank you. It's got a little lobster on it. It's pretty cool. For anyone watching on YouTube can see it. On the podcast, cannot see it, but you can imagine it's adorable. Jamie, now you work for Sportsbet, so in the creative team, pretty wacky job. Tell me a little bit about what you do there at Sportsbet.
Yes, I do work at Sportsbet. I wear a bunch of hats at Sportsbet currently. I'm just in the creative team. And my role is quite broad, to be honest. A lot of script writing, script writing for ads, basically, radio, TV, and then social content as well. But every day is different. And it's basically sitting there in a room and trying to think of silly ideas, basically, constantly. And some days they're not very funny. And some days they can be funny. And some days they're annoying. And then we try and put them into documents and then send them away into the big TV bosses, and then that's basically my job. But no, it's a great job. It's very fun. We basically talk sport 24/7.
Yeah.
it's kind of like a bit of a dream job for some people out there. But yeah, no, it's good. It's really good fun. Good group of people there as well. So.
Great. And it sounds like a dream job. A bunch of funny people sitting in a room, brainstorming funny ads. It kind of sounds like in the movies or something, these like wacky people. I don't know. I'm imagining like, you know, coffee after midnight and scrunching up, throwing them around the room and trying to find the balls.
That's it. We're pacing up and down the room a lot of the time watching sport highlights and going, will that work? Is that funny or not? And then, you know, we'll go outside for a walk and we'll try and look at people doing what they're doing on the street. There is actually a bit of that involved. It's kind of like, we have like a Slack channel. And if any idea ever pops into your head, whether it be like an original video idea or a little skit or a bit of content, we kind of go, oh, that could work. That could not work. Because I think that's part of about being creative is, you know, if you're trying to find an idea, sometimes it's quite hard to get to that point. And a lot of those little ideas come about when you're going to the shops or, you know, driving your car or you see people in the city or the train, you know, things like that. So, it's quite a fun job, but, it's good. Very good.
And that's interesting that you, I guess, observe people on the train in your everyday life when trying to come up with these marketing ideas that are going to really connect with your audience. I guess, why do you take that approach?
Yeah, our relatability probably, I think, is the first and foremost reason. I think, and that's essential with the Sportsbet brand and has been for a long time. I think when people look at us and look at the brand, they go, you know, what's the first thing that comes to their head? We try to be add a bit of humor to everything that we produce and everything that we publish. And a lot of that humor comes from relatability. And that's on the social teams as well. And that's on the ads at the same time. So just kind of put a bit of fun into a brand and, you know, make sure that we're seen from the outside as this kind of, yeah, relatable, fun band, brand and hopefully not too annoying because there's probably some teetering on the line, blurred lines there. You know, when you see it within the same ad 12 times in one in 1 minute kind of thing. You just, I've said this. I know what you're trying to do. So it's trying to, and that's we get that, but yeah.
That's good though. That relatability, I guess, and trying to, you know, provide that humor, you know, with it, with your audience. It's something that we actually speak about and teach in our incubator program, where we really go into detail around creating a positive emotional response with your audience. And humor is one of the strongest ways to do that. What I see a lot in people, our trade business owners that come through our programs before they start with us, I see a lot of their Instagram pages with a photo of a switchboard or a photo of some sort of, like, I don't know, tiling grout brand.
On the tools.
Yep, just classic on the tools. And listen, that might be interesting for, say, another electrician or another tiler or another plumber coming across their page. But for majority of people, you know, for me personally, I don't really care what the wiring looks like behind the switchboard. It's just not very interesting to me. Whereas everyone wants to see a trainee having a good time, giving people a laugh.
So, absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. I guess.
Couldn't agree more.
With our members and our listeners being trade business owners, I know that you're working for a very large company, but there's so many things that it crosses over, like marketing fundamentals are always going to be the same. What sort of I guess tips would you have for our members who are looking to provide that relatability on social media and in all forms of marketing?
You made a really good point. And first and foremost is it doesn't matter if you're a large company or if you're Woolworths or if you're Sportsbet, a lot of the fundamentals apply to both. And you know, A lot of our strategy is basically being like we're humanizing our brand. Where you know it's like if you saw your mate posting really funny stuff, every post you know kind of makes you laugh, and what it does it makes you likable to an extent. So, sorry, 1 second. It makes you likable, and that's translated across to if you're a trader with 10 followers to if you're a big brand with 100,000 followers. And that's literally like you scroll and you see something, you're like, that's actually quite funny. And if you see that again, that's quite funny. And I feel like those tips, and I do it on my personal Instagram page as well, because it's like, you know, this is part of me. You know, I want people to see that I'm, you know, that I want to make people laugh or if I'm, you know, trying to create, you know, give people a wry smile or a positive emotional response. A lot of those same rules apply basically to anything you're doing. So my tips would be essentially is just like look at your brand and go, how do I want it to look? If you do have a picture of a switchboard, you can still be creative with that, right? You can still like even if you're on the tools, I see a lot of small businesses in using TikTok these days as well. As a means for marketing. And that goes across to Instagram as well. But if you're a small business owner, you could just create little videos of you know, a day in the life of a tradie, and you could have little funny parts in there throughout the day, and people go, this is good. This could be a great place to work. This could be a good culture to work, you know. So I think people view that. There's so many different ways, and people spend so much time on social media these days. It's just like, that's your best form. I mean, we put a lot of money investment into broadcast media because you can, and obviously you're going to see more eyes on that. But for me, I think social, you know, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, we use a lot of YouTube as well. A lot of people are on YouTube. You're going to get a lot of eyes off all of them. And there's so many different means and ways to be able to promote and market your brand. And yeah, you can be creative with the switchboard. That's my tip, is you can literally take a picture of anything and you can have a go and go, you know, and you can humanize yourself and humanize your brand.
We make this funny. How do we make it relatable? What's that? Is it United Airlines or what's that?
Ryanair.
Is it Ryanair that does the mouth talking on top of the photos of the plane?
Brilliant.
Hugely successful.
Yeah, great. A really great example. And that's a super simple mechanic. And they've just gone, hey, why don't we just put it like, I don't know if anyone hasn't seen it, go onto the Ryanair Instagram and I think it's their TikTok. I think they use TikTok first and maybe YouTube. But they basically have a plane with a mouth talking. Those effects have been around for like 10 years.
It's pretty simple.
But they've just built like this character and he's just, and that what they've done there. And a lot of brands do it really well. A lot of brands go, you know, we may be this big, you know, like your Woolworths and your Qantas or whatever like that. But they are a really big brand, but they've gone, we could be cheeky and we could be playful and funny with our humor. Because that actually caters for, it's like Ryanair, it's a low budget airline. It's basically like, you know, a lot of that humor would be relatable to the demographic. Maybe not so Qantas. You know, there's probably some, you know, upmarket kind of businesses that may not be as relatable, but for Ryanair, it's perfect. It's a perfect example. I'm trying to think of some others which they do it really well, but I can't. They're in the back of my mind at the moment.
I always loved not on social media, I guess, but I always loved the RSPCA. You know, all creatures big and small, and it was quite this really like awe kind of cute moment of you know, the animals walking. Yep. Screen, and I think everyone remembers that. Like, I mean, I remember that from when I was a kid.
Absolutely.
That, you know, for some brands, creating that relatability and that just nice emotional response doesn't only have to be the funny sort of humorous side. It's more bringing an entertainment value to your marketing, because people are sitting there scrolling. Like you said, they're spending a lot of time on social media. People are scrolling and people want to be entertained in some form, whether that be funny, whether that be inspired or interested. People want to be entertained.
Absolutely. And what you said there is like, you know, you're always going to remember those campaigns. And I feel like a lot of businesses do that really well. And even if you're a tradie and you post this video and it's kind of, you know, it gets shared around and be like, this is actually really kind of funny, which happens a lot these days. And people are always going to remember your brand for this, you know, and even if you create really good work or products, or your products are really good, doesn't matter, because you're kind of creating and marketing your brand in a really positive and funny and humorous way. So yeah, just absolutely spot on.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, it's interesting as well. I've chatted with you about this recently, and we've had some good discussions around sports bet being quite on top of, I guess, creating these really funny...
On the noise. No.
creating these really funny ads that don't pick fun of any kind of one group. Of course, sports bet, you know, primarily targeting, say, a male audience. That's the way that it is. But, you know, I've really noticed in the last few years we've discussed this, how sports bet isn't, say, creating some of the sexist ads or homophobic ads or anything that maybe some brands, I'm not saying sports, but some brands were guilty of, you know, even 5 years ago. Guys have been able to create these really funny kind of ads that relate to a lot of people without picking fun.
Yeah. If we're ever picking fun, it's usually at ourselves, kind of that self-deprecating humor is fantastic, because it's like these guys can make fun of themselves, and you know, that translates to humans as well, right? I think sports bet do really well, where it's kind of they're poking fun at themselves, and then you know, I think you don't also, you know, you don't want to piss people off, you don't want to annoy people. I understand the wager companies are on the nose a little bit already, like, you know, alcohol will be tobacco companies or whatever. So it's kind of, you know, I think the angle that they've done for years really well is kind of like, we're just going to create this little silly, funny little content, and that's going to translate well. We do it really well with our OVC, which are original video content. So we basically, they have a really, really large market for YouTube and Instagram and TikTok, where they just, you know, we've got this fictional cricket team called the Grubs, And they send them around the world. Basically, they're in India at the moment. They went to the Ashes a couple of years ago. They went to the World Cup in Qatar. And it's basically about, you know, you can see this, they've been top of mind brand, wherever they are around the world, and just kind of grab, you know, kind of funny content. They're always going to be there, and they're always trying to be there to create content. I like it. It's obviously, I don't know if that's translated to you guys, but it's just a way and an avenue to keep top of mind.
It's a nice light-hearted sort of approach as well. I say often to our members who come through our incubator program, because they're quite intimidated by, they're like, I don't know what to do on social media. I'm not on socials personally. I'm just online there with my business because I have to be. I don't like it. It's intimidating. Which is fair enough. And I say you just have to have a go, and people, you just have to have a go being your authentic self as well. People do actually want to see a face behind a brand. People don't want to see these big corporations, this corporate feel from a small local, you know, plumbing company that actually does really care about what they do. So be your authentic self and, you know, show your face. And it's intimidating to sort of post photos of yourself on your business page, but that's something that, again, it's relatable, and you've got to start somewhere. Mm.
Yeah, you do have to start somewhere. People want to see that. I think, like, if you're a small business, you want to see them, you know, what's the company's doing. I think social media is super important for that these days. You kind of have to. I mean, all forms of marketing now, digital marketing is enormous as well. But social media is great because you literally want to put a face to the company. And, you know, whether it be customer success stories or whatever they're doing, a 20 day in the life of a trader or whatever it may be, people generally do want to see that. I think us as humans, we're generally curious people, right? We're curious to see what other people are doing. That's why we're on social media. Obviously, it's to, you know, to let people know what you're doing as well. But a lot of times, it's to see what other people are doing, your friends. And I think it's super, super important for a small business to be able to do that. And there's definitely ways to do it. If as humans not your way to do it, there's definitely to being authentic is another great way to do it, because, you know, people love to see that. There's so much fake social media posts these days where people, you know, we see it all the time. So to be authentic in that business is so important, I think.
Absolutely. And what sort of advice would you have for people who, like I said, are a little bit intimidated, or they're new to social media and marketing in general? What sort of advice would you have for them?
It's a really good question. And I even have this on my own personal page sometimes. I'm like, oh, should I post this? Should I post this? And I always feel like just do it. If you feel like something is worthwhile and of value, even if you doubt yourself, just get it out there and post it and think about it. And, you know, if it's a switchboard, you know, you can be creative with it. If you've got a new what we've done previously in other businesses I've been involved in is, if there's a new employee, and you just have a profile piece on the new employee. You get them in, tell them about yourself, because people want to see the story behind the business. It's very, very important. So there's so many different avenues and ways you can market your brand and business, and just little things that you don't deem important, I think other people do deem important. And that's the bit. And we all, humans are all conscious of that. I think we don't feel like, oh, people don't care about it. We do. People do care about it. People do. They really do. And I mean, if you're, you know, you're based in Newcastle. I'm sorry if I said that. It's a kind of a small town, right? And if you're busy, and everyone kind of knows each other, and the people are generally curious to what, you know, small businesses are doing around the area. And I feel like that's the same rules apply if you're on social media as well. So.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely. I think that, you know, being able to, like you said, do small little things like introduce, say, new team members, it shows that you've got a great culture and you care about your staff. People, I think, often feel the pressure of having to almost like put the hard sell on when they're posting on social media, but that's not actually what people see. It's not that great for your branding to only be pushing selling. Instead, just be authentic, show your brand, show the faces behind the brand, have a laugh with it, have some fun, and people will remember you a lot more than if you're only ever posting about some sort of upgrade that they can get to their system and sell, sell, sell. It's not. People don't love to see it, right?
You're right. People don't want to see you trying to sell stuff constantly. No, they want to. They want to see the work behind it and then the behind the scenes that go towards to actually, you know, you creating that or selling that. Like 100%.
Absolutely.
Being authentic. You're absolutely right.
Being authentic and people, I guess go into people's curiosity there because, like you said, people are genuinely curious about other people. So,
yeah.
I guess I really like make the most of that and have some fun with it. Now, Jamie, before we, I guess, wrap up for the day, I'd love to hear what your, I guess, predictions are for marketing or social media in 2023 and beyond. Where do you see things going?
Lots of different avenues for marketing. I think AI is taking a big weight on marketing professionals, a lot of professionals around, and I think we need to take into consideration how that's going to affect certain avenues. But that doesn't change that doesn't change a lot of things. And I feel like if I was a business or small business owner, there's definitely ways to attack it. With TikTok, is enormous in my opinion. And a great example was I was reading an article yesterday, and it was basically about a man who'd written this book 12 years ago. And he spent like 10 years creating it. It was in the States, and he'd written this book. It was his lifelong passion to write this book, and it just kind of, no one's ever bought it basically. And his daughter posted on TikTok, said, "My dad wrote this book 12 years ago," and it literally went viral. She's like, "I just want people to read it." It went viral. He's number one bestseller, and it was this beautiful video of this old man going, and he's just like sitting in his car, and he's like, "My book's like number one." All because of this TikTok campaign. And that's something that got like a good use of making something go viral. But that's just something really small and minor. And that's actually connected with a lot of people, emotional connection there.
Really?
I've got a bit off track with what do you think is going to be the trends, but it's just an example of how powerful TikTok is. And that's the same rules applied to Instagram, YouTube as well. But yeah, I mean, if I was a business owner, I'll definitely focus on those ways to just to connect with people. And there's so many different ways to do it. So yeah.
And there's something that I guess that you've just mentioned, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. That I guess the big thing there that is the big common thread is video.
Video is enormous. Instagram, you don't. I mean, Instagram, you can have your way of words as well. If you want to be on Twitter as well, it's not great for. Not great at the moment, but Instagram, you can still post and write certain specifics. But video is our generation, right? We flick, cool. we like, oh, that's funny, that could work well for a brand, and that's you know, our attention spans are small. So I think video is a really great way to do it, and also photos are fantastic as well. So
we're visual people and people have a short attention span, so give
Mate,
it a go.
I'm so bored of this podcast already. Like, I was out of this podcast 20 minutes ago, and like the fact that I've stayed on here to talk to you is like, you owe me.
Yeah, I do. You know,
because I was out the door. I was clicking on TikTok every 10 minutes. You wouldn't even know I was on. I was just like, this is good content. You didn't even have any idea that I was doing it.
I can tell that you're working the creative team, and well done there. But thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks,
for the
Alice.
Success podcast. It's been a ball. Jamie McGloin, marketing creative and strategist at Sportsbed. Our listeners, we do have a complimentary free trial in the show notes. Click through to our website.
You what?
Jamie, you can get a little free trial if you want it as well.
Me?
I mean,
yes.
You're never too old to start a trade business. That's what I've always said. So
I'll
send you the link after this. Thanks, Jamie.
Thanks, Alice. That was fantastic.